There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Have we been underestimating Manchester City?
Be a mistake to look too far past this version of City, which is perhaps Guardiola's final version of City.
What was the secret to ending Bayern Munich's winning streak?
You know, we're very, very good. They brought an awful lot of energy, certainly to the first 17 minutes, and Bayern's precision was not quite there.
And what's going on with Napoli?
Bologna blow away Napoli in a superb second half performance.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast, No Faff. This is Route 1, now in association with FitStairs. Arsenal's lead at the top of the Premier League has been cut to 4 points after they were held to a 2-2 draw by Sunderland, and Manchester City walloped Liverpool 3-0 at the Etihad. It's a bleak result for Liverpool, who appear to have put their poor run of form behind them. But can we just spend some time praising Man City? They were absolutely excellent throughout. Adam Bate knows what I'm talking about. In fact, he's just written a fantastic article on Bernardo Silva's masterful impact on yesterday's game. Adam, does the fact that he's getting the best out of Bernardo Silva and Jeremy Doku and, of course, Erling Haaland suggest that Pep Guardiola's rebuild is now complete? And do you expect to see a better level of consistency from Manchester City now?
I think the challenge with assessing Manchester City for everyone is to get our heads around the idea that a successful Man City in 25-26 doesn't have to look the same as that Man City team from 3 or 4 years ago. So we've seen their possession numbers steadily dip from 68% 5 years ago to 57% now. But it is important to realise, I think, this change is by design. It's him adapting to the current climate in football. Pep Guardiola has still got those diminutive playmakers. He picked Bernardo Silva, Ryan Cherki and Phil Foden against Liverpool. But he wants to create the space for Erling Haaland and Jeremy Doku to run into. And it's about finding that optimal balance to make that happen. It was interesting to be in his press conference on Sunday after the game because he made that point quite clearly. We can play in different ways now, more unpredictable in terms of how we defend and attack. The opposition doesn't know what we're going to do. It'd be a mistake to look too far past this version of City, which is perhaps Guardiola's final version of City. They are the team that have picked up the most points in the Premier League since April. And I think they showed with that performance against Liverpool that they still have the tools in the team to be there at the end.
If you haven't read Adam's Bernardo Silva piece on skysports.com, you really should. There's a link in the episode description. And did I mention, by the way, that I got Manchester City for the title at 7-1 back in September? Anyone who wrote them off back then is probably feeling a little bit silly right now. As silly as Rob Edwards? Well, that remains to be seen, but I can't think of a more risky managerial move than leaving upwardly mobile Middlesbrough with their youth system, their facilities, and their supportive chairman for Wolves, their troubled ownership, their broken squad, and their impending relegation. I didn't see anything to change my mind in their defeat to Chelsea. Wolves have just 2 points, and wins for fellow strugglers Nottingham Forest and West Ham leave them marooned at the bottom. Newcastle, Fulham and Leeds are all in danger of getting sucked into the relegation battle. Above them, it's extremely tight. Just 5 points separate Everton in 13th from Chelsea in third. But it's Arsenal who'll go into this international break with the most to ponder. Was Saturday a massive opportunity missed? Leading 2-1 with just moments left to play, they became the latest big side to realise that this Sunderland team are not built like ordinary Sunderland teams. They are composed at the back. They play out with short, sharp passes, and they can be devastating on the break or from set pieces. The question for them is no longer whether they will survive in the Premier League. It's now whether they will sustain this form long enough to finish in the top five and qualify for the Champions League. And if you're over the age of 18 and you fancy that, FitStairs will give you 20-1, though please do gamble responsibly. In the Championship, Coventry were the winners of the Mark Robins Derby. They are 5 points clear at the top of the Championship now. Middlesbrough, effectively managerless, beat Birmingham to stay second. One banner at the game, which originally read Stronger Together, was altered by Borough supporters to read Stronger Without Rob. Ouch. Well, the big news from across the continent this week is that Bayern finally dropped points. Their winning run was stopped at 16 after Union Berlin held Vincent Kompany's side to a 2-2 draw. In fact, it was kind of the other way round in that Bayern held Union to a 2-2 draw, Harry Kane's 93rd minute equaliser denying them all 3 points. So what happened there? Seb Stafford-Blohr, German correspondent for The Athletic. It turned out not to be the worst weekend to drop points, but what went wrong for Bayern?
I'm not sure it was as dramatic as anything going particularly wrong. Bayern just looked like a team who had played a very intense game 3 days earlier against Paris Saint-Germain, and they were very, very heavy-legged. And the Alte Försterei is one of those awkward grounds. Bayern could only draw there last season, and Union were very, very good. They brought an awful lot of energy, certainly to the first 17 minutes, and Bayern's precision was not quite there. Their intricacy in attack was not quite there. The players who can usually act as catalysts in a situation where the team performance is a little low were not quite at their best. Kane was a little bit duller than he normally is. Diaz scored a fantastic goal, as good a goal as you could ever see, but either side of that was not particularly good. Michael Olise was fairly anonymous. So, difficult time. I mean, there wasn't the usual dynamism. And one of those places where if you go behind, the crowd sniff a bit of an upset, then it becomes extremely awkward extremely quickly. And so it proved. I mean, ultimately, they got the equaliser. Really nice Kane header from a Tom Bischoff pass right at the end in stoppage time. But a fair result, and actually very, very fortunate not to lose.
Thank you, Seb. You catch plenty more from him on theathletic.com. Typical Bayern, though, because that result didn't really matter that much. In the end, RB Leipzig were comfortably beaten 3-1 at Hoffenheim, and Dortmund only managed a 1-1 draw at Hamburg, leaving the chasing back at least as far back as they started. Elsewhere in the Bundesliga, Borussia Mönchengladbach continued their revival with a massively morale-boosting 3-1 derby win over rivals Cologne, while Bayer Leverkusen annihilated bottom side Heidenheim 6-0. In Spain, Robert Lewandowski's hat-trick inspired Barcelona to a fine 4-2 win over Celta Vigo. Another two assists for Marcus Rashford there. Real Madrid's 0-0 draw with Rayo Vallecano enabled Barca to cut their lead at the top to 3 points. Villarreal and Atletico Madrid were also able to gain ground on Xabi Alonso's side with wins over Espanyol and Levante, respectively. And Girona have resurrected themselves from bottom spot with their second win of the season against Alaves. Only Valencia's superior goal difference keeps them in the relegation zone now. What's going on with Napoli? They followed up back-to-back 0-0s with a 2-0 defeat to Bologna. It leaves them in fourth. AC Milan loosened their own grip on top spot with a similar slip-up against Parma. Theirs was arguably worse given that they were actually 2-0 ahead after 25 minutes, only to end up drawing 2-2. Is it better to have led and drawn than never to have led at all? There's a deep one. Inter beat Lazio 2-0 to move to the top of the league, while Roma did the same to Udinese to move second. Both are now on 24 points, 2 ahead of Milan and Roma. The top 7 remains incredibly tight in Ligue 1. This weekend, barking mad Marseille and Lyon took their turns to lead the chasing pack with 3-goal wins over Brest and Monaco respectively, while Strasbourg replaced Lille in fourth by beating them 2-0. Lyon could themselves have gone fourth, but they ended up seventh after losing 3-2 at home to Paris Saint-Germain, the Parisians' second consecutive 95th-minute winner, ensuring they were the only league leaders across Europe's top five leagues who actually won this weekend. Aston Villa's transformation from bad vibes outfit to good vibes outfit is apparently complete. After the result of their season on Sunday, a 4-0 demolition of everyone's new favourite second team Bournemouth, the club announced a new contract for Morgan Rodgers. The England man has extended his deal at Villa Park until 2031, guaranteeing either a hefty amount of service for the club or an even heftier transfer fee. Villa are well and truly back on track. Atalanta are reportedly in advanced talks with Rafael Palladino as the club look to end their doomed Ivan Juric experiment following Sunday's 3-0 home defeat to Sassuolo. Palladino's only been a manager for 3 years, but he's been pretty impressive. After guiding Monza to 11th and 12th place finishes in their first ever top-flight seasons, he joined Fiorentina and steered them to 6th. A dispute with Laviola's sporting director led Palladino to leave the club. As for Monza, they finished 20th, in the exact same position Fiorentina reside in now following Palladino's exit. A bona fide managerial curse just 3 years into management? This guy is good. Also, if Juric is sacked today, it will be the third time he's been sacked in a year. On November 10th, 2024, he was dispatched by Roma. On April 7th, he left Southampton. And now this. As for tonight's games, it's the international break, so there's not a lot of football on right now. Brace yourself for some heavy metal football statistics this week. There's one game in League Two. Notts County can go third if they beat struggling Cheltenham. That's on Sky. And if you're in my hometown of Chelmsford, you can get yourself up to Melbourne, where the Clarets take on National League South leaders Hornchurch. Yep, it's international break. That was Route 1 in association with Fitstairs. It was football fast, no faff, and it's here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow. If you really like it, give it a review. I've been Ian McIntosh. Helena Fremantle was in the producer's chair. Chris Smith was in the writer's room, and we will see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.